Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 140 of the Healing Fountain Show. And it's great to be back. And it's great to be celebrating the Jubilee last week with everyone here in the UK. And I believe people over in Spain and other places were celebrating as well. But there's been some absolutely fantastic programs on TV all about the Queen. And did you get anything about it over there in America, Gary?
Well, it made the international news, yes. We were all aware of it, yes, that's for sure. So anyway, hi everyone, welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. And this week we have our very special guest and our favorite Scotch psychic with me for a chaser, Jane Dawson.
Yeah? Are you there, Jane?
Are you there, Jane?
We'll bring her on in a minute.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, she's here, yeah. I thought we'd lost you again.
There you are. Welcome back, darling. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you very much. It's lovely to be back. Great to speak to you both again. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm perfect, as always. Thank you.
You're perfect, obviously. Are you perfect too, Jean?
I am. Thank you. And
so glad to hear it.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you back, Jane. And we've already got guests lined up guest callers waiting to speak to you to get a beautiful message from you in our psychic summer. And
okay.
So we're not going to play any more music. We're just going to launch straight in. But you did want to have a little bit of a word with us first, didn't you? You wanted to speak first, didn't you, about...
I did want to just say a little bit about developing your own intuitive skills, because I have said before, you know, this is a natural thing. It's our sixth sense. It's not really supernatural or strange or weird as such. It's completely natural. So to develop your intuition, your psychic ability, your sixth sense, whatever you want to call it, to me it is very beneficial to take you through life. It helps enormously to understand yourself, others round about you, you know, your family, your partners, even your pets. Having that ability just to, you know, tune into another's energy and to know truthfully what's going on behind the facade that so often people put up, to me it's enormously helpful. So I've got a top 10 tips for developing your intuition. Would you like to hear them?
Oh, yes, please.
Absolutely, yes. I always like to fine-tune my intuitive nature myself.
Absolutely.
The power is within all of us, and I totally agree with you there.
Absolutely, Gary, absolutely. And it's like everything else in life. You know, some of us are born with a little bit more talent in that direction, but you can certainly still develop it. And, you know, you can be born as a wonderful musician, a piano player or something, and go on to play great concertos. But if you're like me, you don't have much money for music, you can still learn to play the chopsticks or something similar. But everyone definitely has this sixth sense. So here's my top 10 tips to develop it and to help you in your life. I mean, this is really, you know, great stuff. If you choose to go down this road and develop, I really believe you'll feel the benefits. So first I would say believe in intuition and believe in yourself. You open to the possibility that intuition is in you and that you are an intuitive person. Now, believing that simple fact, having an interest in the subject, will be your first step towards nurturing your intuitive skills. Secondly, read and research all you can in the subject. You can gather knowledge and find out lots and lots of stuff about using your intuitive skills. So much information available on the internet and books and from others already working or practicing in this sort of lifestyle. Also, when you research, it helps you to decide what does or doesn't resonate with you, and that can help you to decide what kind of path you choose to embrace.
Mm-hmm.
And number three would be inner work. Do not have any limiting beliefs about yourself and others, because you have to take all of that out of the way to develop yourself intuitively. And if you do have limiting beliefs about your own capabilities or those of others, then you need to have a little look inside to see why that is. Okay. Number four, be humble. Keep working on your judgments about yourself or others. Never think that you're better or more gifted or special than anyone else. Because that's when your ego comes in, and ego definitely spoils your intuitive self, because that was a little voice that tells you you're not good enough or you're better than, and that takes away from your wonderful intuitive soul self. Now, I always like to nag people, healthy lifestyle, absolutely, it's good for you, and I'm following my own advice here. I try to up the exercise, eat healthily, avoid the pitfalls in my life, such as a little glass of wine or a little nibble of chocolate. And so nutrition and physical activity do play an important role in developing your intuitive awareness. Okay, so just have a balance in your life. Excess in anything can be a limiting factor. Even if you know that if you become a gym buddy and you become, you know, too excessive in that. So just have a nice balance in your health eating and your lifestyle. As I said earlier, always be down to earth about your intuitiveness. Don't force it down other people's throats. Not everyone is of the same mindset as us yet, and I add that word yet. It's lovely to make friends who are on a similar path or have similar interests, and it gives you something to share with others. Be persistent. Number seven, be persistent and practice. And why not get together with some friends or friends of friends and give each other little mini readings? Just tap into each other's energy and see what you can find out about people. Even just 5 minutes a day or on a regular basis, just try and do this and it will certainly support your journey to find your intuitive self. Number 8 is to think big, okay? Do not put any limitations on your psychic ability, your intuitive abilities, or your spiritual abilities. We are all capable of so much. We are part of the universe, and what's known to the universe is known to us. Number 9, notice, watch, and listen. And in order to develop your skills, learn to sit still and observe what's happening around you. This can be a hard one. It's certainly a hard one for me. I have a very active mind. And when you're with family or your friends or in somewhere public, remind yourself just to look around and scan how you feel. We often walk about thinking, absorbing our own thoughts, thinking, what's for dinner? Did I turn the oven off? What time would I pick up the kids? But let's just shift the focus from that moment, from the outside to the inside of ourselves, and we can start perceiving a lot more about the world around us, okay? But always remember boundaries. Do not go intruding upon another's aura without the permission. And my last and final tip, number 10, is let go of any agendas you have to developing your intuitive skills. Just let it flow, be free with it, and see where it takes you. And the more you let it flow, the more you'll find your sixth sense become the second nature to you. So I hope you all found that useful.
That's brilliant.
I certainly recommend it. I recommend it as a way to go ahead and develop. I know many of us are well down that road. And I just want to say to you as well, I picked an angel card for all of us listening tonight, and it was Throat Chakra, which talks about the angels are helping you lovingly speak your truth. So it's very important in this time of massive change for us all to be honest, to be loving and kind. So how does that sound? I know everyone on...
That's beautiful, yes. And if I could encourage anyone to do anything with children, would be to do whatever you can to nurture and encourage to grow the intuitive sides of children.
Absolutely.
Those of us who were raised in the old school manner, a lot of times that was poo-pooed away or just
your imagination.
Yeah, it was just your imagination. Or, sometimes even in the more extreme, it was beaten out of us.
Absolutely.
So, let's do away with that. It stops with this generation. Let's do what we can to nurture the intuitive sides of children so by the time they reach our age, they will be above and beyond anything we know of. That's how the new earth is created.
Yes.
Absolutely. And it's been, it's upon us. I have a lot of friends with children. I have children myself. I have now grandchildren. And I can see the massive change in children. They are different.
Oh, dear. You've been faded out of the bit there, Jane.
Sorry.
You sounded like a Dalek. But we're going to have to get straight on with callers now, if that's okay. Because you do have to leave a bit early tonight, don't you, today?
I do, Jack. I just want to say one last thing. And that's
okay.
If when you're using your intuitive self, always marry that up with your logical self. Because it's very, very important to marry the two together. Otherwise, you can make very ungrounded decisions. Okay.
I couldn't agree more. You are given both an intellect and an intuition for a reason.
Absolutely.
And do whatever we can do to honor both of those things and to integrate them into our lives. Totally agree with
Absolutely. And the same goes for our children as well. Great way to teach them. So on to your calls, I'm really looking forward to it.
On to the callers.
Yeah, can you find Lindsay? She's been waiting for forever. Lindsay. Gary.
I am looking.
Thank you very much.
I believe she was a Skype caller, and I believe it may be this one.
Hello,
Skype caller. You are on air with Jane Dawson.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hi, Lindsay.
Yes, I can hear you. Is this Lindsay?
Hi.
Yeah, it's Lindsay.
How are you?
Is this the party to whom we're speaking?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Jane. Hello, Lindsay. How are you, my dear? I'm very well, thank you. I've got two little bits of extra intuition that I'd like from you.
Okay.
First of all, I've been out of work with mental illness for quite a few years now, but I do feel that I'm ready for work, but I'm still apprehensive about it, and
I'm
wondering if it's the right time or whether it's
right.
the wrong time. Should I tell you my second question as well? Oh, sorry.
Well, let me tackle that one first, Lindsay, because I had an immediate intuitive flash there. As soon as you said my name is Lindsay, I wanted to. I saw the colour green and the words green round about you. Green.
Wow.
Absolutely. And green talks about fresh starts and new starts. So you're absolutely at the right time. I do feel now to make that fresh start. Your main problem, Lindsay, is lack of confidence. That is your main problem now. Do you agree with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, okay. So really we can only get that confidence back by going out and starting doing things. Now, do you find that you socialise with people quite well?
Yeah, I do when I'm in the mood. I do volunteer work, but I need paid work. Once I'm in there, I'm okay. It's just thinking about it.
It's thinking about it, exactly. Now, I know that situation very, very well. But what I want you to do, Lindsay, what I'm encouraging you to do is absolutely make yourself be social at every opportunity. And then it will become second nature to you. Because you have been social in the past. So it is in you to do this. And I know that you're a very sensitive person. I can feel that from you. And what I want you to do is to make sure that you don't take any interactions with other people too personally, okay? Bear in mind, people have not been personal with any comments that are made. So I want you just to imagine yourself in that beautiful cocoon of pink love with that mirrored surrounding so that any time you go out, you feel lovely and protected. And the angels are telling me you've always to call on them, okay? I just feel very, very much you're going to do wonderful things. But do you know someone in the spirit world who had quite a bad speech impediment or a stammer?
Yes, my dad had a stutter when he was younger.
Yes, I do feel that person's coming very much forward now, and they said, look, if I can do it, you can do it. Okay, so you're getting very, very much encouragement from your lovely dad, dear. So what was question number two then, Lindsay?
Question number two is I've met a man and we've been together for 7 months now. Yes, I like to say that we're in love. He has mentioned moving in with him, but he lives on a boat. So that would mean that I would have to give up all of my possessions and my house and move on to a little boat, and I'm not sure that lifestyle's for me.
Right. Well, if that's what you feel just now, I would say don't make that move. Why can't he move in with you, Lindsay?
Because he loves his boat too much.
Right. Well, there you go. It's me or the boat. Maybe that's the question you have to ask him. I'm going to just put three tarot cards out for you, darling. Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
Okay, the first card I have out here is the Lovers, so I do absolutely love your relationship. Has there been talk of marriage already?
Oh, I've mentioned it in jest, but not properly.
You've mentioned it? All right, I do feel there is a potential here, and I do feel that there will be a purchase of a house or somewhere else to live. Very much that your partner is looking back at all the wonderful times. He's very sentimental towards the boat. But at the end of the day, I've had to move myself recently and leave a very much beloved house. At the end of the day, it's just bricks and mortar, the same as his boat. It's just wood and metal. And he can keep his boat and go down there for romantic weekends. So, yes, I like the partnership, but no, not in all his terms. Okay. Thank
you're
you. Thank you very much. Okay. That
I wish
amazing.
You the best.
Thank you very much, Dane.
You're very welcome, darling.
Thank you. She's going to Avebury down for the summer solstice with a few of the Gold Ring members, but I won't be able to go this year because I'm going to see the Dalai Lama next Sunday. Wow, I can't wait to do
that. You're going to see the Dalai Lama?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it when I come back.
Well, could you do?
How wonderful!
Could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Could you say hello, Dolly, for me?
Never I mind. Will. Hello, Dolly.
Oh yeah.
Hello, Dolly.
Oh yeah, put a blessing for all of us, please.
Oh, if I get just to speak to him,
fantastic.
I think there'd be 15,000 other people there trying to speak to him at the same time. But I will.
Okay. If there's anyone listening in my area, I don't have the Dalai Lama, but I do have Lama Kensar, who's a very respected Buddhist teacher, coming. I'm hosting an evening with him on Friday. If you're in the Scotland area and you're interested, just join my Facebook page. And you're welcome to come along. Jan, you
okay.
can nip up from down south if you wish to see him, no problem.
Well, I'm in near Manchester.
You're
so
near Manchester.
It won't take me long to get there. Thanks a lot.
No.
Yeah,
well,
that's what
you're
I'm
welcome.
Real quickly, Jane.
Before
we move on to the next caller, could you let everyone know your website for a full reading and to get a hold of you through your website? What is it?
So it's www.angelladyjane. That's J-A-N-E, angelladyjane.com. And you can also friend me on Facebook, and I'm just plain Jane Dawson there.
Yeah, and can
so I'd love to hear from.
Can Lindsay just ask you what the other two cards were that you read? Did you get?
Yes. I put them away now, but yes, it was a Hierophant, and it was, I think it was the Four of Cups.
And what does that signify, Jane?
Well, this is what I told her. I put the whole reading together.
Right.
The first half is the lovers. The Hierophant talks about often a legal man or a wedding. I'll talk about a wedding. Also talks about property. And the Four of Cups talks about often looking back, reflecting.
She's thanking you in the chat room there. Great. Thank you very much for that, Jane.
A lovely energy.
Lovely.
I stayed up all night one night playing poker with tarot cards once.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got a full house and three people got rich.
Oh. Can you get back to work? Hey, I'm gonna crack the whip here, Gary. Please, would you find Marcus on the switchboard?
Could you also say to Lindsay that a card fell out, the Empress, so there could be a pregnancy in a family or certainly the birth of a new idea. It could be a physical birth or an emotional birth.
Well, I think
so
she can
card
still
fell
hear
out.
She's tuned
Lovely.
In and she's in the chat room. So we're going to try and get Marcus on next, if possible.
Hello, Marcus, are you there? Ladies and gentlemen, your friend and his, Marcus. Are you there?
Namaste, my dear brother of light and my dear goddesses of light. And we are all reveling in the divinity and the brightness that each of you are shining and sharing with each of us. And we are in much love and appreciation for each of you.
Oh, and you.
Beautiful. How can I help you this evening, Marcus, or this morning, whatever it is with you?
Afternoon there.
Yeah, it's 5:28 p.m.
Afternoon.
Okay, what was your question you have for Jane?
Well, as with all of us, doing the work ratios, I definitely feel a lot of things integrating, a lot of things, pieces of the puzzle being put together, coming together. It's just as to what will the next step be, because there's so many pieces in place.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And for the full
Earth
plane manifestation to happen.
Right, Marcus. I just have to say to you quickly, do you feel that you're well grounded?
I do my best to do that, but I can always do better. I have spent some time in nature this past weekend, which was good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Because I know you are absolutely well in touch with the spirit world, this I know, but I just feel that if you grounded yourself just a little bit more, then you could certainly channel more or be of more assistance to those down here. When I say down here, I mean, you know, the world, planet Earth, whatever. I know very much the writer in you, Marcus. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I see you scribbling away here, and I feel here that it's been very much directed by the spirit world, those who guide you. And Jan was just talking about the Dalai Lama, and I feel a Buddhist influence very, very strongly around yourself. Do you practice the Buddhist religion?
No, I do not, but it is interesting that you said that, because on this past Sunday that just passed, I did a show on laughter yoga, and we definitely brought in Buddha for that show.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's been very much acknowledged. Okay, and I do feel that you would have a presence who would work with you, who would be a Buddhist.
Oh.
You are very revered, well respected. So you may be taking down that line of mindfulness. So are you sitting in meditation quite a lot?
Not as much as I would like.
Not as much as I would like.
It's hard because most of the family is totally closed off to anything beyond the five senses, does not understand or respect.
Absolutely. Right. But so many of us are in this situation, Marcus. My family are the same. Not my children, but my siblings and my parents. Not my father now, because he's in spirit and he knows and he helps me now, but my mum and all my other relations. So we have to do our own thing. We have to do our own thing. But I know you have a lot that you can offer and a lot that you will offer, but we have to separate our mind. We have to still our mind. You know how, if you heard the start of the show, I was talking about building your intuitive gifts, and that's
right.
Certainly something for you. So even if you can only take 5-10 minutes a day, just sit and still your mind and just either focus on something or just focus on your breathing. And I feel you'll really start to feel the peace coming over you, and you'll start to get your focus about where you're going. Now, I'm going to put some... I'm working with the tarot tonight. I'm just loving the tarot. Oh, how are your finances, Marcus?
Finances are not good at all. And
not
the
good.
Past week,
yeah.
my voice has been a little bit off, so I'm working on trying to do whatever healing and clearing I need to do to get that fully in back. I know I'm integrating and clearing a lot, but I'm just asking Spirit to help to fully clear that so that I can be back to my old self or better.
Right. I do feel that your financial situation urgently needs some attention. Would that be correct?
Yes, so I'm asking for divine grace to assist with that.
Right, and that's perfect, but I feel you also have, it would be good for you to get some practical advice. In this country, we have the Citizens Advice Bureau, someone who will give you free financial planning and help, okay? Because I do know that I strongly feel this is needed in your case before things become really, you know, worrying. So, well, I'm not trying to worry you, I'm trying to urge you to, you've got the spiritual thing going on, but your mind is cluttered with materialistic issues. And added to that, you are slightly ungrounded. In a way, you're escaping your materialistic issues through your spiritual issues. Do you understand, Marcus?
Yes.
Okay. So what we need is a practical plan ahead for you and the family, because you do feel quite isolated from the family as well. So let's plan that practically in tandem with their spiritual practices. Don't stop writing, because I feel there's a lot coming, the written words. Is going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of guidance comes through that as well. And I know I would feel it would be a grandfather who would be either your grandfather or your father, but a very fatherly figure who is very supportive of you here. Quite a mild-mannered man, nice writer, who's supporting you very practically from the spirit world.
All right, it could be my grandfather, Dan. Grandfather Dan.
Okay, that makes sense to you. I do know that
he's very tall, thin, light-colored hair.
Wore glasses.
Yes, he wore glasses sometimes,
he,
yes.
They wore glasses sometimes. There'll be more than one man there, so don't forget that. I have a man here. I know he wears a shirt. I know he works in an office or had his own business. I know he has grey hair going bald on top. And I know that I am quite a good build, but a very nice nature, very good with advice, and he's connecting with you just now.
It sounds like my grandpa Dana.
Absolutely. Okay, so go with love. Please get yourself together a little plan, a practical plan, and do what I said about the focusing, the mindfulness. In fact, why don't you just go and have a look at mindfulness meditation just there. I really feel it will clear your mind and clear the decks for you.
I will look into that. Thank you.
Stay in touch. All the best. Angel blessings to you.
All right. Love and blessings to all.
You too, Marcus.
You too.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Oh, wow. Thank you very much for that, Jay.
Well,
you're doing a great job today.
You're welcome. Sometimes, you know, people, you know, it's a practical advice they're needing as much as spiritual. Martin's got a spiritual and a lovely spiritual link there, but we are on this planet for a reason.
That's true.
And that's where our challenges lie. And often before we can move on in our spiritual journey, we have to sort out our material issues.
Yeah, that's true.
So I wish Marcus the best of luck. He's got lots of love and support anyway.
Yeah, lovely.
Yes, he does.
Okay, so can we bring the next caller on who's been waiting 48 minutes?
Let's bring the next caller, 484. You are on air with Jay Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Marilyn from Pennsylvania, and I love that my number's 484 and I was waiting 48 minutes. That's very cool.
Oh,
Marilyn.
Thanks for calling, Marilyn.
Thanks for waiting.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, and it's lovely to speak to you. How can I help you this afternoon?
Yeah, I've been doing part-time management consulting projects for some years now, and I'm wondering if I'm going to expand my sales and management consulting or if I'm going to get a job, because I've been putting a lot of effort into both, looking for both.
Okay. Marilyn, as you speak to me, there's a lovely, I sense there's a lovely, soft, caring, people-oriented side to you. Would you understand that?
I'm people-oriented, yes.
Yes, and you're very caring. The word I used was soft. That's not a bad thing, that's a good thing. There's a lovely feminine, soft quality about you. You're very caring about other people. If you're a mother, I know you'll be a wonderful mother and a wonderful partner. Do you understand that about yourself? Do you accept that?
Thank you. It's good to hear. And yes, I am.
Okay. So, wonderful. So, I know here that do you feel that you are in the right job currently? In the right career?
How do I feel about it? I would feel great if I had more. I'm just underemployed. That's my spiritual psychic question.
Right. So the question I'm posing to you is, are you working at your heart's desire at the moment?
It is one of my heart's desires when I have enough to support myself. It is one of my joys.
Right, but are you dodging my question? What would you like to work at if money was not an issue?
I would still do this.
You would still do this? Okay.
I would still do this.
So this is your
heart. would be one of the things I would do, yeah. Because I love helping people in business.
Exactly. I know you do. So you love helping people, full stop. So what would be the other things you would love to work at?
I enjoy energy work, but I realize greater satisfaction, more immediate from the consulting when I have clients. One thing I haven't experienced yet is traveling and helping people and planet on a broader scale, which can be part or totally what I do now, or, you know, either combination. Like I talk about spirit and integrity and universal truth with some of my clients, the ones that I can go there with. So I weave.
I love that, Marilyn. Yeah, because I do know that you're a healer. And what I'm feeling here very much is to stay with what you're doing, but also offer coaching along with it. You can call it business coaching if you like.
I do that. And I market it that way, part, yes.
Absolutely perfect. Now, what I suggest that you do is get into the league, get into some sort of partnership or affiliation with an organization which helps small employers, solo traders or small companies, and where you could possibly be funded by the government or a government body to assist. Because let me tell you this, self-employment is the way forward now in this world. Large companies are seeing their days being numbered, I believe.
Yeah, I know that on a practical level. I actually created a Small Business Assistance Council back in 1990 when we had another dip. So is this like logical or the intuitive council at this point?
I think it's a bit of both. It's both. Because when you were talking about your business clients, I said she needs to coach them. She needs to coach them. So you have have both. You have to have your healing abilities. You have to talk to them about having confidence, having self-confidence, feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And you also have to be able to look at their business plan and make suggestions. Is that good, bad? Is it impractical? Okay?
Yeah, I do, all of that.
Adam?
Yeah,
right.
I do.
So then
and I do everything.
Right. Okay. So then the only problem that you're having, I believe, because I believe you must be very good at it, is that you lack exposure. You lack exposure and you lack contacts. This is why I'm saying to you, I feel you should get into league with a governmental body or something like that. Now, I don't know how it works in the States. If you're in the UK, I could advise you, but I can't advise you practically.
No,
that kind of thing.
I actually advise other people in that.
Excellent.
Go ahead.
Right. Now, you waited 48 minutes and you call 444 and 8. All that force and numerology are about building foundations and building foundations for others and work. Eight is about not quite making your fortune, but that kind of thing, coming onto this planet to actually realise your dreams in terms of materialistic aims and gains, okay? So you are completely on the right road here. But you're working too much and you're not getting enough gains out of it. Now, I'm using my intuitive and I'm using my numerology skills here to tell you this. So you definitely are capable of this, but you need to become more high profile and have more confidence in your own capabilities. Okay? Have you had positive feedback from people you've worked with?
Yes, and I use those testimonials on my marketing.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, do you have love with Australia?
Do I have what?
You have links with Australia, the country of Australia.
Oh, do I have links with Australia? No.
Yes. Right, okay, because I feel that could be an interesting place for you, as could Japan, okay? So I just want you to remember I've said that about these two places, okay? Now, I'm going to look. I don't think you should get a job. I don't think you should get a job. I think you should build in this wonderful thing you've got going. I feel you need to refresh it. I feel you need to inject more energy into it. Is there someone else that works with you?
Not at this time. I actually did put out, I have been marketing to find a partner, but I have actively put energy into that even in the last month, and I have not yet found someone.
Yeah. Right. Well, I feel sure there'll be a younger man full of enthusiasm who will come and work with you. And I feel he's going to inject a lot of excitement into it, okay? So we need to be looking practically again at our website, at our marketing, what's young, what's fresh, what area do I need to go to here, who can I look at? What age are you, Marlon? Can I ask you that, please?
Just tell me the date. You don't have to tell me specifically.
I'm sorry. How many years old? 50. 50.
Uh-huh. You're 50. Okay. So it's an amazing time in a woman's life. This is often the start of your life, so you can expect massive changes. And 55 and 0 is the time of massive changes. So put it out to the universe, I am ready for positive change, okay? I do feel you have become a little bit stale in some areas of your life as well. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Sure. Okay, so we want to freshen everything up, get new interests, and just really shake yourself down, shake the business down, get out there for this younger man that's going to be working for you, and I feel things are really going to take off for you. Now tell me quickly, what is your date and month of birth? Day and month of birth?
September 9.
Uh-huh.
The day is 21.
21. Okay, so 2 and 1, 3, and 9, 12. So we're in a 17-8 year for you. So this year is all about thinking about, what do I want to do? What do I really want to do for the future? What about my work? How do I feel about what I'm doing? And this leads me back to the question I asked you in the very beginning: is this your heart's desire? And it's so right that you're thinking that just now and having to weigh up these decisions. I really urge you to go ahead with this. I feel excited and I feel it all shaken up and freshened up, okay? 18-9, you're going to 18-9 next year. So that's, again, about the ending or completion of something. And the year after can be very much new starts. So I feel over the next year, 18 months, 24 months, that things will take off. They will dip a little and then they will take off again. I'm quickly going to put 3 cards out for you, okay? Do you have a partner in your life at this moment?
None.
Marlon? Right, the Lovers is the middle card I've picked out for you. So there's most definitely a man coming into your life. This could be a romantic partner or a business partner or both. So that would be nice, a new business partner and a new romantic partner. And looking at you, the next card for your financial situation is looking very good. You have time to relax and chill. And you're most definitely going to Japan or China, most definitely. The card I'm looking at just now, I feel that you're really quite unsettled at this present moment. You've had periods of real great doubt and possibly even depression, sleeplessness in the past. But I need to say to you that things are going to get a lot better for you. Please be open to learning, Marlon, all the time, okay? I feel that's important for you.
Yeah.
So bless you, honey. Let me know how things are going with you, but exciting times to come, so get focused, honey.
Thank you all very, very much, and bless you. Thank you so much for that information. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you for calling, Marilyn.
Yeah, it's a lovely
Thank
message,
you.
That. And a lovely lady there, lovely energy, didn't she, Jane?
She has a lovely energy and she's so much potential there, so much potential. Okay.
Yeah.
And I love it that things are going to get better for people. I just love that.
Me
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready for the next caller?
Absolutely. How am I doing time-wise? Do we have a long list of three?
You've got about 10 minutes left. So if you're leaving on the hour, you've got about 12 minutes.
Right. And how many callers do we have, Gary?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4 callers.
3 or 4. Yeah. We'll have to be short reading then.
So moving directly on to the next caller. It's 832 area code. 832, you are on air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Jane. This is Melissa. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Sean. I didn't. Melissa. Is it Melissa?
Yeah. Yes, it's Melissa. That's
Hi,
right.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great. I'm great. I have a question regarding career as well. I am about to embark into some new online classes, and eventually I'm looking to maybe to practice for myself. Wanted to see.
Okay, honey. Are you still there, Melissa?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I missed the end of your question. I heard as far as I wanted to see, then lost the rest.
You broke up, Melissa. Repeat your question.
Okay. In regards to my career, I'm about to embark on some new online classes. And eventually, whenever I get this certain certification, I'm thinking about even going into business for myself. It's a brand new idea.
Okay,
absolutely. Good.
I'm so sorry, Melissa. You broke up at the end of the question. What sort of business is it you want to go into?
Well, it's actually diagnostic nutritional therapy.
Nutritional therapy?
Yeah,
right. That's interesting. Because since I've been speaking to you, I keep seeing a large cup of coffee in front of me. Are you a big coffee drinker?
I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I do have coffee in the morning.
You do have coffee. I don't have a strong opinion on coffee drinking, but I've just seen a steaming cup of coffee in front of me since you started speaking. I'd quite like a little drink of it myself, actually, but it must be a message for you, Melissa, so just have a think about that, okay?
Okay.
And it doesn't necessarily need to be about drinking coffee. It can be about socialising. It can be about all sorts of things. Right, so I'm going to pick three cards. Okay. Yep, wonderful new start. Now, okay. Right, okay. So they're very much new starts here for you, so that's very, very good. But I have the card in the middle. Sometimes it can be a little bit difficult. Have you had things happen in your life, a lot of change in your life recently, Melissa, either the end of a relationship or the end of a marriage or someone passing or someone very ill?
No, I'm still very married. Hopefully it'll stay that way. But we did, we lost my mother-in-law in December of 2010.
Okay, right. That's what I'm seeing here then. So don't worry about anything like that, okay? Did your mother-in-law bequeath you a sum of money?
No, she had absolutely nothing.
She had absolutely nothing. Well, in that case, there's most definitely money coming to you because the last card that I'm looking at here shows me that a sum of money is coming to you. So things are definitely on the up. So there's new starts. There's no new starts here, and things are on the up for you. So, yes, I like the idea, but I want you to start small. I want you to start small with it and then expand from there. So local classes, remember this is where the cafe's coming in, holding little taster sections, you know, how do you want to know how to improve your nutrition, improve your body, improve your diet, improve your life, and just do little local taster sessions. Start small and build your business that way because you do have enthusiasm, but again, sometimes you lack confidence in your own abilities.
Yes.
Do you understand that? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you need
I have
to get up there. And we just...
yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, honey.
Oh,
you
I
need
was...
to just go up there and be confident with this, okay?
Okay. I can do it.
Now, were you good friends with your mother-in-law when she was this side of life?
No. She had a lot of mental illness, and she was very difficult. So, no, I was not.
You were not. Okay, that's absolutely fine then, because I feel that she is trying to make her presence known in this card, and it very much does indicate someone that would have been of that. And I do feel here that she would have suffered a lot from depression when she was this side of life as well, okay? And she did isolate herself and cut herself off, and she's making this known to me. And she did, in fact, split up the family. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's right in this, in the middle of this selection of cards. So I know here that I have this desire to try and make up for that and to let you know that I'm still around, but this time it's in a supportive way. Okay. Is your husband also looking to either start a business or change his job or do something new in his life?
Well, he's self-employed, so he's always looking to do new things.
Absolutely. Well, could you just say to him that very much he has to look out for things? I feel within the next 3 months or the next 3 years, it'll be very important, very good changes coming for him. Okay? But your husband has quite a creative ability about him, so he has to use that. Okay? And it might not be in the ways he thinks. Does that make sense to you, honey?
That makes sense. Thank you, Jane. I appreciate it.
Oh. You're welcome, and I wish you all the very best with your new venture. You go for it, girl.
Okay, you got it. Bye-bye.
Good luck,
okay,
Melissa.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. How are we doing? Are we going to get another caller on quickly? Are you okay, Jay?
We have two more callers, and we've got 5 minutes. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, listen, don't worry too much. If I run a couple of minutes over, that's okay. I would like to speak to everyone who's called in and so kindly waited.
Let's get right straight away to 850. They've been holding for a while. 850, you're on air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Deidre. How are you?
Hi,
I'm calling from Florida. Hey.
Deidre.
How are you?
Was it Deidre?
Pretty good. Doing pretty good. Oh, that's right. We're almost out of time. Let me hurry up then. My question is,
okay,
I was just trying to see if you... I'm sorry.
How can I help you tonight, Deidre?
Uh-huh.
Or
I was trying to see if you saw a move or not soon.
A move or not? Yes, I think to move or not, that is the question. There's very much doubt in your mind here. Let me just quickly have a look. I'm going to consult the tarot on this one. Oh, yes, okay. A lot of restlessness, a lot of looking back. Yes, I do feel there is a great potential to move here. But can I ask you, Deirdre, are you a married lady?
Oh, say it again.
Are you a married lady? Do you have a husband?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, because I feel here your husband will try to put his foot down about this move and try to be the decision maker. And I feel that he's got quite a stubborn streak. Would that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. Is your husband disabled or unwell in any way?
He did just get some bad news about diabetes, but before that, supposedly healthy. But I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not projecting anything bad for him, Deirdre, but I just feel that he'll have very strong feelings about this, and I think you're going to have a job persuading him. Does he want to stay where he is?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's more of a splitting up kind of, really, but I'm just back and forth about it. Yeah.
Right. Right, okay. I know I can see from this card that you're back and forward because you're looking back on old times here, but you're also looking into the future and at, if you want, the rest of the world and the rest of your life. So I can see here you're absolutely torn. And do you have children as well? Do you have a son still living at home or a child still living at home?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, one just went off to college, but I have another one.
Right, okay. So we have to take that into consideration as well. And I do feel that that child is not is it a boy? Is it a son you have at home?
A son, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I do feel he's feeling a little bit sensitive and not at his happiest at the moment. Would you understand that, Deirdre?
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. So what I would say is to please have a little bit of honest and open communication with the two men in your life, okay? Now, at the start of the show, the angels advised that we speak our truth lovingly, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what you need to do. Because I know here you're between a rock and a hard place. You don't really know in your own mind what you want to do. So please have a talk with your men and hopefully you'll find the way forward from then.
Okay, that sounds
darling,
a plan. I appreciate you all.
It is a plan, most definitely. Okay, darling. Angel blessings.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. So, just one more caller, have we?
We have two more. One just jumped on a bit ago, but let's get this next one. I believe it's an international caller.
707-564-555.
15 minutes. Hello, you're on air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah. How bad was he at the wedding?
Who?
Bob.
Hello.
Hi.
Really?
Oh,
hello. Wedding.
Is Bob
really?
With you?
To see him the next day. And
I think we're having a conversation, so I think we'll mute that mic.
I'm
going to go to the next caller, if you can.
Okay, Okay, one of the last caller was 773. 773, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Teresa from Chicago.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello. Hi, Teresa. How are you
today? Hi. Yeah, I just tuned in and, you know, just was listening, you know, to your last call, that's all.
Perfect. So it's lovely to speak with you, Teresa. I know that you have a lot of people in the spirit world who would like to say hello to you. I feel that, is your father in the spirit?
No, he isn't. But I have, you know, people that like a father, you could say.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a gentleman here who's very like a father, and he certainly wants to send his love to you. And I do feel that it would be a heart condition with him. He's passing circumstances of a heart or a chest or both conditions. Does that make sense to you? Also, your grandfather is there as well. He's coming forward too. Very much want you to know that they're in and around you, and that they're acknowledging here you're doing the best in your life and you're keeping your sense of humour in challenging circumstances. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, honey. So how can I help you today?
What did you say?
How can I help you? What's your question?
Was just mainly, just seemed like I've had some stumbling blocks. I've been praying, though, and just wanted to just, this is my first time calling in to just see what, you know, maybe what God wanted me to know through you, and, you know, that's all.
Okay, darling. Well, you've been praying, and you have to know that your prayers have been answered because your lovely family have come through straight away. And I haven't had that with any other callers. I've given, I think, one piece of mediumship, but your family know that you have been you have been praying. Your prayers are heard. Also, your thoughts, when you think about the spirit world or anyone in the spirit world, then your prayers are heard. Now, I know your father's still this side of life. Is he not keeping very well at the moment? Is he unwell?
My father here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say my father?
Your father, yes. The unwell.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a long time though.
You
know, like years.
In a long time.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Because I just know here that we're asking after your father, and if you haven't spoken to him in a long time, that will be the reason why. Okay.
Oh, because
so
he's not doing well.
Yeah, you may hear some news about him, but he must be quite an age now anyway. But yeah, there's a very lovely lady that comes around you, Teresa, and this feels like a grandmother, very, very loving, very ample-bosomed lady. And I do feel she would have either worked as a cook or worked as a maid or something like that, because I see her with a white apron on.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And she's coming forward to give you a great big massive hug and a cuddle. And she's calling you her little girl. So I know you're very, very precious. You're very loved by those in the spirit.
That could be a lot of people.
Well, you're very close. You're quite mediumistic yourself. You're very close with the spirit world. Do you go to church?
I've been looking for a good one, you know, to go to. I want to go back, start going back. I look at different ones on TV, and I want to kind of get out and go start back going, you know, to be there in person.
Right. Yes. Because what more for you, you don't need it spiritually. You need it for the social aspect, and you need it for the singing, and you need it for the upliftment. Because because you have a lovely natural link with those in the spirit world. Okay. Do you have a husband in the spirit world as well?
No, I don't. No, I've never been married.
You've never been married. Well,
no,
there's a family celebration coming up. I want to say there is a younger man in the spirit world who feels very close to you, and I would say about your age. So I feel if it's not a husband, it would be like a brother or a close friend. But a lovely man, a lovely nature, and very cheerful. All your
people in the spirit who are of a cheerful disposition, who laugh easily, are coming close to you because they want you to feel that energy. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is it yourself that has medical appointments coming up? Are you due to have some health checks done, either in the doctor's or the hospital?
I need to. Yeah, I need to.
Okay.
Get some checkups. Well, that is true.
Can I say to you, do not ignore your health, okay? Because part of living happily is to have a healthy body, healthy
exactly.
mind, and a healthy emotional state. Okay.
You get
now,
exactly.
Are you planning? I've got it exactly. Is diabetes an issue in your family?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one thing I particularly want you to be careful of. Okay.
Okay.
So if you need to. Okay. Now, how is your financial situation at the moment? Is it good?
Not too good. Not too good.
Not too good. Not
no.
too good. Well, I've got to tell you this. There is good news coming for you. Now, I am not one to encourage gambling, okay? But I just feel that the universe is smiling on you at the moment, so I don't know if you do the lottery. But if you feel so directed, I would put a lottery ticket on. Don't go and put 100 on, because if you're going to win, you'll win with one. Okay? I feel the universe is going to give you a break. But also, I feel that you'll be involved in charity work, and that will bring you a great deal of satisfaction. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
You need to have balance in your life, but I know very much good times are coming around for you, so please hold that thought in your mind, okay? And there may also be a partner coming into your life if you so choose. What I want to say to you is get your health checked out, ask those you love in the spirit to find the right church for you. Okay, and you will know at once, because ask them to give you a sign, and you will know. I want you definitely socializing more, and I want you to think if you do anything creative, or if you have any creative abilities, explore them, work with other people, and your life, I just feel, is going to become so much more rounded. And this is all going to happen within the next 3 to 6 months. Okay?
All right.
So,
yeah.
Big turnaround for you, honey.
What did you say?
Okay, my darling. Big turnaround for your life. Very positive.
All right. Thank God.
Very positive.
Thank God.
Turnaround for your life.
Aww, that's a lovely message.
Thank God.
Lovely message. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye, darling.
Okay, thank you so much.
What a lovely lady.
Yes.
Yeah,
and thank you, Jane, for everything. That's all the callers. And really quickly, before you go, could you mention your website one more time?
My website is www.angelladyjane, all one word, angelladyjane.com. And can I just say as well that I have the pleasure of doing a workshop in France in September. In fact, I'm doing two
Ooh.
Workshops. One is connecting with your psychic and mediumship abilities, and the other one is connecting and working with the angels. And I would love for anyone who wants to join me in France.
Wow.
6 days in total for the two workshops, and it's a wonderfully healing retreat, and the price is incredibly reasonable. Beautiful home-cooked vegetarian food, lovely accommodation, and me. What
it sounds lovely.
What more could one ask for? That sounds wonderful.
It does.
So get yourself on a flight, Gary.
I fly over there in a heartbeat. I fly until my arms got tired.
So if anyone wants any information, that I have some information on my website, or if they just message me on Facebook, I'd be happy to give them further information.
Wonderful.
But it's been lovely, lovely, lovely to be back with you and to speak to everyone. And for those I haven't spoken to on the chat room, I'm really sorry. I can't do the chat room and this at the same time. My brain explodes. So I would like to wish you all angel blessings.
also, if anyone has questions that they want to put through the chat room, you know, I'm more than happy to take them in between callers. I can give a quick answer to them.
Okay.
Right. Now,
you.
Or are
thank
you are you dashing off now, Jane, or did you want anybody to type in now?
Well, yes, I can take a couple. I'll take a couple if anybody wants to type questions in. I've got another 5 minutes. I'm very fortunate because my partner has actually gone to work this evening, so it's not
oh,
saying,
right.
Can I get into my bed yet, you see? So,
oh,
okay.
I am not quite so short of time. But this house move is temporary. I will be moving again, and I will have my room back then, so I won't be so constricted for time and space then, which will be good.
Ah, so if anybody, if anybody wants to Skype in quickly, Jane can take your call. And shall we play a bit of music
we
while we're
do
waiting?
That? Yes, we'll invite more callers. And during the interim, Jan, Christy, why don't we play a music break?
Yeah, we'll just play a bit of music now and everybody can chill out in the chat room.
Right.
Okay?
Well, if anyone in the chat room has a question, they can just type it. I'll ask them.
Thank you. hatred, let me so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light.
Oh, Snit and Core there. That was a beautiful song. Servant of Peace. Okay, then, we had a question in the chat room. We had one from Vanilla Smile. Is she going to be moving home soon?
Hi, Jan. Hi, Vanilla. Well, I've put some cards out for you, hon, and I was wondering if you are with a partner or if you are a married lady. Would that be known to you, Jan?
You spoke to her earlier, Lindsay, and it is the lady who was going to move into the boat or not.
Oh, is Lindsay and Vanilla the same person?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, she's the same as Lindsay. Yes, she was our first caller.
That confuses me. Tell her I love Vanilla. Well, the same kind, a family celebration. A new man, and I feel that money's going to be a lot better. So I feel that there will be a permanence in the relationship. These cards don't actually say whether she's moving house or no, but they do say that there's a celebration involving her, and it seems like joint money is quite good. So I believe what they'll do is they'll buy another property.
Right, so you think they're going to buy another property together? Oh, well, that would be lovely.
I think they'll buy a joint property. And
yeah.
I think there could well be a marriage on the cards as well. And I think the chap that she seems very nice.
Oh.
I feel a very nice energy. Okay.
Yes,
I feel within 2 years,
Within 2 years, there'll be massive changes in her life, but she doesn't really need to rush. Enjoy things the way they are just now. And I feel that her father's in spirit. If it's not a father, it certainly feels like a father figure, and I feel that he would give her this advice. Don't rush. Enjoy things as they are just now. Be sure this time.
Oh.
I hope that makes sense to Lindsay stroke Vanilla.
Well, I think we have another caller on the switchboard, do we, Gary? An 850 number. And this...
Yes, we do. We have...
773...
We have a couple of callers. 850. Right. 850. I'll go ahead and grab that. 850, you're on air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm Cecilia, and I'm calling from the Northwest Florida area. And
Hi, Cecilia.
having just a little bit of feedback, so I hope that you hear me fairly clearly. I'd just like to ask Jane, what does she see around me?
Hi, Cecilia.
Hi.
What do you mean, what do I see around you? Are you talking about
just,
the spirit world? Are you
just that.
Events in your life?
Well, honey, I thought you would answer that one. I'm sorry.
Well, it's you see, I like to be specific with people when they call, okay? Sometimes
well,
people want to
okay.
Know
what do you see around me, either physically or energy-wise? Of course, we're all energy. Even, you know,
absolutely.
When we haven't crossed over, we're still energy. So what do you see around me, either
well,
in the physical or spiritual state?
Right.
And coming up.
Well, I will tell you then what I perceive for you, okay, as I tap into your energy. And Sting always says we are spirits in a material world. And that is so true. Okay? So we are spirit having a human experience. But what I know with you is that you are surrounded by the energy of children. Okay? So I do not know if you have children in this lifetime or not. But I know that you are very attractive to the energy of children. And it would not surprise me at all, Cecilia, if in a past life you were a nanny or a teacher of children or someone who looked after young children because they're very attracted to you. So young children are only attracted, like animals, to people that have a pure and loving energy, okay? But having said that to you, Cecilia, I do know that you let some negativity in sometimes. So I would like you to really, really watch that one, okay? Keep your thoughts pure and always affirm that you work with those in love and light and love and light only, okay? Now, have you sat in a seance or have you sat in a Ouija board circle?
No.
You have never done either of those things?
No, not in, you know, a seance or a Ouija. You said a Ouija board?
A Ouija board. You've never done those things?
No.
Right. Okay. Well, it may be something that's suggested to you because I do see you sitting having some communication that way, but you have to, I would only advise you to do that.
I communicate quite a bit, but not
yes.
In that particular setting.
No, that's fine. As I said to you, you may be asked to do that, but if you wish to do that, then I would be considerate of who was holding it and to make sure that they do work
well,
in the greatest
you're really
love.
Not, I'm sorry, Jane, but that's my question was, what do you see around me, energy-wise,
well,
you know?
I've already
you mentioned children,
that,
honey, and there are no children around me. And I was raised, you know, years ago in a large family, but there are no children around me. And I meant right now, honey, what do you see around me now? in the physical and, you know, the...
Well, this is why I tried to get it to be specific at the beginning, okay? So that is the energy that you have. You have the energy of children around and about you, which I'm telling you is a fantastic
energy. It could also be
there's no children around me at all right now. I'm sorry.
So I know that.
There are no children.
Children.
What are you seeing around me now, honey? What are you seeing
around me now? Let me just clear this up. Before we go any further, okay? You have the energy of children around you. I am not saying they are your children, Cecilia. I'm talking about your energy and what is attracted to it, okay?
It could also be something very symbolic.
I do love children. And I certainly I don't see age at all. And, you know, either in old people or young people. I just don't see age. I never have. So I don't know if that's what you mean, but I guess I just wanted to see if you saw anyone specific around me.
Right. Anyone from the spirit world. Okay.
And the physical. I'd like to know anything about that you see in the, again, I say physical, but I just mean in the energy sense. Either now in the physical or crossed over. But what do you see around me?
So we're becoming a lot more specific now, okay? So
I didn't mean to be evasive.
And I hate to interrupt, but we've got 3 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we're running out of time. Here's what I'm going to say quickly.
Okay, Cecilia, you are showing up as a very psychic lady here, okay, incredibly psychic. In the middle, I've put three cards out for you. There is a lady from the spirit who watches over you very carefully. I do feel this would be your mother. Would that be correct? Your mother and your grandmother are both in the spirit world.
Oh, yeah. Are you saying you see them around me?
Yes. Absolutely. And your mother is very much involved in your life and very much assists you in your work. Do you have a son?
Yes.
Do you have a son, Cecilia? Right.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Because I just feel that there's changes coming around about him, and I don't know whether you know that he's very intuitive, but I can tell you that he is, okay? And he could also go away and do his own thing, but I do feel that he's very much protected by your relatives, by your mum and your grandmother and the spirit. Okay? So keep going with your spiritual work, but always ask to work in love and light. Okay? That's what I want to say to you. You're blessed by the spirit.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I exist in both. Thank you. Thank you, Jane.
So
I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we're going to have to say good night, goodbye, and God bless, and thank you once again to Jane. And Jane is coming back on the 23rd of July. And next week we have a friend of yours, do we, Gary, Victoria?
Yes, Virginia O'Hara will be our guest next week.
Brilliant.
And the topic will be Ask Spirit Anything. So we're looking forward to that one as well.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. So, yeah, thank you very much, everyone, for calling in and for being in the chat room and listening in. And we're going to say goodnight, goodbye, and God bless. Yep.
You're welcome.
And finish play out with the official Jubilee song Sing. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I love you all.